Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us today on Friday for Phone In Friday. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And if we are now on 3 days a week, Wednesdays from 3 to 3:30, Fridays from 12 to 1, and Sundays from 10 to 11. So if you miss our podcast, you can go download it in the archives, and you can do it on your RSS feed buttons or your iTunes. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, if you would like to see us do a certain show, we are more than happy. We're open to any and all suggestions. You can reach us at our email, divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. You can also follow our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And this episode is brought to you by Marie Langley, Intuitive Realtor. If you wish to set up an individual intuitive session with her, or group or corporate, call her at 651-303-0555. And also Beth Jacobson. I'm an intuitive clairvoyant reader, energetic therapist. You can reach me at 651-900-4136. Also spiritual counseling. I have to go back to spiritual counseling. That's what I've been working on this week and guided to saying. So anyways, I think I said everything. And if you guys are wanting to advertise or to invest in this show, we are also open to promoting your business. So give us either a call one of us, or you can, again, email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. So anyways, welcome everybody to Phone In Friday. What a week. What a week.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride. And just when you think you're in a great place, a challenge is thrown right at you. And yeah, I'm recovering from that. So
it's been one of those weeks, you guys, to where there's a lot of energy that's coming in. There's a lot going on. Remember, it's winding down to the end of the year. So things that we have put on the back burner, haven't dealt with, it's coming up, let me tell you. Choose not to struggle. Choose to just let it go, come up, and free yourself of it. So it's the stuff that no longer serves your highest purpose or your highest good. Out the door it goes. But be grateful for it. And I think faith is being tested right now for some people.
You think?
As Marie is looking at
you
me.
You think?
I had my days. Thank God we're not in it together so we can help each other through it.
God, no kidding. If we were both in the same place today, we'd be like, we're not answering any questions. See you later. Oh, boy.
Beth is in a fabulous place. But a couple days ago, it was a different story. Mm-hmm. So hopefully all of you guys are doing wonderful. A lot of things that people are sitting here and talking about is that they're tired, they're exhausted, needing sleep.
Oh,
yesterday I slept for two and a half hours just out of the blue. But I doze off. Thank God I'm on a couch. And then I wake up two and a half hours later going, I don't even remember going to sleep. That's how exhausted I have been. So, but it's energy. We're being old patterns and belief systems. Believe it or not, at nighttime, you guys, the nighttime is very active. Everybody's reporting strange dreams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's stuff that's coming up for us to have to let go. And so,
yeah, because I've been exhausted. I want to sleep all afternoon. I want to go to sleep at like 7 at night. And then when I finally get to bed and I think, oh, I'm going to go to bed early, I lay there and I can't sleep. And I'm going, okay, this doesn't make any sense to me. I could sleep during the day. I could sleep early evening. But when I'm finally in bed and I'm ready to sleep, it just doesn't come to me.
Really?
So, yeah.
I don't have a problem with falling asleep, let me tell you.
I'm just having a hard time. And then I sleep hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm having dreams, and I feel like I'm being downloaded with stuff.
Yeah.
And then I wake up early, which is even more aggravating because I'm like, can I get a really long sleep? That's all I want. You know, and I crave for it during the day, and then it doesn't happen. So,
Well, you know, and then also with the dreams, this month, December, this is what I'm feeling and the information I'm getting. People are going to be, you're a lot more intuitive the month of December. So you're going to be receiving information. So those of you who are going, what does that mean? You're going to be very sure of feelings that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't that going to be a nice break? that you're going to feel a lot more certain on decisions that are being made, and you're going to be okay if things are not going the way that you thought they were going to go. Always know that life is going to throw in a curve there for you. Be one step ahead as much as possible, and the best way is just step back, have no form of attachment, and just whatever the ride has to be, just ask that it's gentle and that it's short-lived. You know, if it's not of the...
I don't mind if it's gentle, but do it in the summer, not in the winter. 0 degrees and you're sitting in a frozen car for hours. It's like, that is not a fun challenge.
Oh
boy.
Well, when you called me, I'm going, do I call her back? Should I go out there and start searching for her?
Yes. So anyway, interesting challenge. Tried to ask my guides what this was about. Couldn't get any answers, but... I don't know. It was just a very interesting day. So if you have any questions, 347-327-9360. Remember, we are answering one question today. So if you have a burning desire to know an answer to something, give us a call. If you have a tip for people getting through this energy, feel free to, you know, call in and share it. I know I'm reading a lot where people are having disruptions in sleep patterns, so a lot of us are going through that. Or if you have a comment, we'd love to hear it as well. So
my body has been killing me. Oh, my Lord, are they doing a number on me?
I'm telling you, I'm a mess this week. My left side, I can't move. But that's because of an overzealous chiropractor, I think. Oh, God. So, yeah.
My dreams have been very right on and very validating. Last night was really empowering, and this morning I'm waking up going, woohoo! But like my fingers, so it's like there must be stuff coming out of my fingers. I can barely move my hands in the morning and my fingers. But I do my little releasing and everything, my little rituals that I do in the morning and at night. And then it's amazing. I jump up out of bed, but it's like, Lord, what are you people doing to me? But just so you guys know, also, I'm not the only one. We're moving to a higher level, and we're advancing really fast. Well, at least I am, and I know I'm not the only one out there who is moving up quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see certain signs, and they're going, Beth, you're going really fast. But I need to get to a certain point at a certain time so I can do the stuff that I'm going to be doing here pretty soon. So it's like, cool. You know what is really cool? Here's the thing is I've been journaling, and I've been channeling a lot of stuff, even more than what I normally do. And my dreams are now validating what I am channeling. So I'm going, so now I'm looking at it like, oh, my God, this is not my ego. This really is. Holy cow. Get out of the way, Beth. So it's like, that's why I'm just like, what's next? Let's go. Let's rock and roll. But it was a journey to get there, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And I can shift at any moment, too.
Well, you know, and I
if you guys could just see Marie.
Remember on Wednesday when I was talking, we were talking about keeping the dream alive and staying positive.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you go through this, you know, for us too.
Yeah.
You know, I just kind of went, okay, I'm here to help people, but where's my help? I can't even help myself. So, you know, it's okay to have your pity party. I mean, I had a pity party over last night. I had a pity party this morning. But it's okay because I'm releasing it.
Yes, you are.
I am releasing it, and I tell you, when you have your pity party and you get it out, you do feel better. You do feel better, and you start to feel your consciousness shifting again.
Yes.
You know, and then I'm like, okay, yeah, I guess it's okay. I have to look at it. But yeah, there's a lesson in it always. You know, when you're going through your situation, you don't. You know, you try to see the lesson, but then it just gets overwhelming, and you're like, huh? But, I mean, you know, things will get better.
They will. They always
will get better. They always do. I just have to go through my little funk for a little bit longer and keep trying to shift myself and keep putting the positive thoughts in. And I really try to channel in the positivity as well. I ask for a lot of angelic help to help me, you know, guide me through it, you know.
You know what you can also do, and I don't know if I've ever talked about this, you can ask the divine angels who are 100% of the light to come in and change your thought patterns so that they're uplifting and high vibrational. So you can ask that, and it will literally shift.
Yeah.
So change that, and you'll feel the shifting right now. Just by doing that, I feel you shifting already.
Well, yeah, and I'm seeing them going, oh, God, it's going to be a heavy load today.
It's not that free, but I'm telling you, nobody tops me. Nobody tops me.
I saw a bunch of them going, oh, okay, here we go.
Oh, that's so funny.
I mean, they're smiling, so they're like, you know, going, it's okay. But, yeah, I know it's kind of heavy today, but it'll get better.
Oh, yeah.
Better. I'll bounce back.
Yes, you will.
Sure, by the end of the day, I'll be...
The end of the day, it'll be by the end of this phone call.
Yeah.
By the end of this hour.
So.
It will be by the end of this moment that you'll be shifting around, so.
I mean, if you're feeling heavy, too, you know, and you don't feel like calling in, call in. We can help you shift. Who knows? You may help me shift. It's okay. You know, that's what we're here for. We're here. This is what our mission. Someone last night asked me what our mission was. And our mission is to bring as much light to the world.
Yes.
To be there as a resource.
Yes.
To help people, you know, along their path. Because we're not claiming to be know-it-alls and the leaders of this field and that we have all the answers. We're here with you. And we're here to put ourselves out there and help you as much as you help us. We want everybody to be on the same page. That is our mission.
All I care about, you guys, my goal is for, I want this world to be so God-blessed bright that everybody out there, and I'm talking out in the universe, the galaxies, the cosmos, everywhere, to where they're amazed at what humanity has done.
Mm-hmm.
That they actually went from the lower vibration, and many had given up on the human population from different light beings, and said, oh, my God, you guys are never going to get your act together, and how we've done a 180, and they're looking at us, and many are coming out of crevices going, look at what you guys are doing. What is going on? So they're marveled by what we can do. And a lot of them, because we're in human form having this experience, which nobody can come here and have the human experience without a physical body, and there are many. We're talking millions that are in line for a human body, you guys. And now they're seeing the miraculous ways that we have shifted in our consciousness to where they're just like, it's like that Home Alone with his hands by the side of his face with the mouth open. They're just like, you amaze us. You absolutely amaze us. We never thought that it would ever get to this. Not saying we don't have a lot of work yet to do. We do. But to go from ground zero up to where we're at now, it's just within the past year, what I have witnessed. It's amazing. It is amazing.
And it's important work. It's important that
it's
we all
important.
That we get the message out and people spread it. And,
yes.
You know, almost like, you know, you see that there's a picture where you see people holding hands and linking around the globe.
Yes.
That's basically
that's
the vision.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we want.
We're bringing heaven to earth, you guys, as a humanity. Heaven's coming to earth, so it exists.
Mm-hmm.
So what does heaven look like to you?
Right.
To me, it's poverty-free, disease-free. We're all equal, you know. And we all carry our own gifts and abilities and bring our uniqueness to
mm-hmm.
the picture.
Yep.
But yet we're not separate. We're whole. We're complete. So it's we can't even wrap our brain around what we're capable of doing.
Right.
I just can't wait to see what I fully can do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm amazed. I'm amazed at what I do now. And I'm going, oh, my God, it even gets better than this. It's like, bring it on. Bring it on.
Yeah. So people must be in a good place today. We don't have our usual lineup of callers.
I know. It's not
that's
good for you. Great.
Good for you guys out
good
there.
Good for you guys. Yes,
yep.
Yes, yes.
If you just happen to come across the show, call in 347-327-9360. We'd love to answer a question for you.
Yes.
Or hear a comment or a tip.
That's right. I'm trying to sit here and think about what else needs to be talked about today. I'm going to go in and ask if there's any messages. Usually when we have it like this, there's sort of stuff that we have to talk about.
Yeah, because mine was all downloaded. And I think there may be more people struggling out there, so I think the message had to be out there
mm-hmm.
for people. You know, don't lose
faith. Don't let it waver. And if anything, just this is an opportunity for you to really go deep within,
Right.
And, this is the perfect opportunity to really go deep within your heart and ask for what it is. What is it that you really, truly desire? Not what you think you desire, but what do you really, really desire?
Right. Okay, so we've got a caller. Let's put him on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello?
Are you on mute? Is that a 111 call?
Oh, nope, they're gone.
Oh.
Oh, bummer. Okay.
Obviously that we are supposed to be talking more.
Yes.
So it's an opportunity of really going deep within. You know, here's a perfect opportunity people can wait to.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? I'm going to take this opportunity to go in, and I'm going to bring people into a meditation.
Okay.
So girl,
cool.
On, cross your legs.
All right.
Girl's going to help you out here. Close your eyes. Take some deep breaths in through your nose. And then exhale out through your mouth and do that a couple times to where you feel laid back and relaxed. Just keep breathing. So you guys might hear pauses in here knowing that we are still on, but I'm bringing you guys into a meditation. Pull over if you're in a car. Do this while you're sitting down. And now in front of you, you see this bright light. And in that bright light, as you get closer to it, you see that there's an elevator. You're going to go up to the elevator, and off to the right-hand side, you see a little arrow. You're going to push that little arrow, and it's going up. As you push it, the door opens. And you're going to step inside, and you're not worrying about where is it going to bring you to. All you know, it's bringing you in the right direction. So you're getting in there, turning around, and now you're going to push the other button, and now there's another arrow key, and it's going up. The doors of the elevator are closing, and it's slowly moving up a level at a time. But above the door, you're going to see the numbers of where it's advancing to. And you know that no matter what, you're trusting where it is that you're going to, because you're going up. Again, it's in the right direction. And you're going to continue to go up because you're going to go and meet your higher self. And if you're moving at a faster rate, that's fine. But you can also tell your ego, slow it down, because you're just going to enjoy the ride as you're moving up. And as you move up, you're feeling yourself becoming lighter and brighter. You're feeling more joy, more happiness. You're feeling the sense of wholeness and completeness. And now you've reached your destination. And again, look at the top of the door and see what number you're on. And the door opens. And now you're going to step outside of that door. You're going to walk to wherever it is, but it's going to be lit up the whole way. And you see a room. You're going to walk to that room. And you're going to use your left hand and pay attention to the door that you're going to be walking into. What's that door? What color is that door? Use your left hand to open it up. And you're going to pull it towards you. You're going to walk into that room. And in that room, it's all bright, full of light. You see this table and one chair. And you're going to walk over to that table and sit in that chair. And on that table, as you sit down, you notice there's a piece of paper with writing on it. And this is a message from your higher self that is giving the message to you that you're needing right now, today, at this moment, at this time. And you're going to pay attention to what those words are, or the word, or the sentence, however long it is. And you're going to read it, and you're going to pick up that piece of paper, and you're going to hold it to your heart. And those words go within your heart. It absorbs it. Goes deep within, goes into your high heart. Your heart's breathing it in, breathing it out, breathing it in, breathing it out. And then you lay that piece of paper back down on the table. And you're going to remember what those words were, or the word. You're going to remember that feeling. But that piece of paper goes back on the table because it belongs to your higher self. It's imprinted that message to you. And now you're going to put both hands on your heart. And from your hands comes this beautiful energy, whatever color you need at that moment. And from your left hand and your right hand, it's going into all of your heart chakra, but especially into your high heart. And you feel it not only going into your high heart, it's going up into your throat chakra, where you can finally start divinely expressing yourself in the way that you desire. That's uplifting and loving and accepting. And that energy now is flowing up to your third eye and your crown chakra. And then it's also going down to your arms, your legs, and filling up your solar plexus, your sacral chakra, and your root chakra. It's going to your elbows, going into all of your joints, fingers, fingernails, down to the tips of your toes and your toenails. It's going everywhere. It's going into your organs and all the surrounding areas. It's going into your bones, your blood. It's filling you up because this is what your body is needing at this time. And as it's filling up your body, you're feeling your soul being filled up with the same thing because she's needing that spiritual nourishment. What your body needs, she's also needing also. Remember, she's attached to you as you are to her. And you're feeling yourself feel like a helium balloon that's now being filled up with air. And you're still sitting on this chair by this table in this room. And now this energy is overflowing, going up and over the top of your head, and it's even going outside of your feet. But it stays in this little circle around you, your energetic and your etheric bodies and spaces, and your spiritual body and spaces. And it's filling up that little protective bubble around you from the northwest, southeast, as above and below. And now that bubble is filling up with that same energy that was coming out of your hands that filled up your heart and all the rest of you. And it's plumb full. And your soul is plumb full. And now you're feeling aligned and balanced, harmonized, synchronized, and fully activated. You're 100% beaming of the light, knowing this is positive and for your highest and best good. And so now you're at the table, you're taking your hands off your heart, and you're getting up and walking, and you're saying thank you. Thank you to that room, to the table, to the chairs, to that message, to your higher self, to your soul, and now to you. And you're walking and being mindful of those steps that you're taking a walk away from that room, gently closing the door, and you're walking back over to that elevator. You're pushing that button, and now you see an arrow key going down. It lights up. The door dings, it opens, you step into the elevator, you turn around and you push another button, see an arrow key going down. And now remember, the floor that you were on, look above the door, see where you're at again. And now the door is closing, and you're going to slowly start descending, going downward, knowing that you're grounded. The closer that you're getting to the ground, you're becoming more and more grounded, feeling more stable, more calm, more balanced, more aligned, because now you're open to allowing yourself to receive that which is for your highest and best good in the most positive way now. And you're slowly still descending. And as you're descending, you're feeling fully, completely in your body, your physical body, and that's where you should be. Because you're in present moment. And now the elevator comes to a stop. The door opens. And you step out. And you turn around and you look at the elevator. You put your hands together, palms together, and up to your heart. You bend forward and you say namaste. Because you're grateful for where that elevator brought you. And now you're going to turn back around. And you're going to walk away from the elevator. And now that means you're coming close. You're coming more into your body, more aware of your body now. And as you know that you're aware of your body and being in your body, you're sitting back into your body completely. You're going to wiggle your toes. You might gently move your legs. Move your arms and your fingers. Maybe open your mouth, feeling all of you aware of your physical body now, and then you're going to slowly open your eyes and you feel revitalized and refreshed.
Wow.
So how are you feeling?
I feel really good.
And so that's why we had nobody at this moment right now.
Yeah. I mean, my spine feels like it's completely straightened.
Yep. And so now in that moment, remember everything that you came from that room. So now, before you even start talking to anybody, you're going to write down the number that you had
yeah.
and the message that was given to you. And that's yours and only yours, and nobody else needs to know about it because that's a message that your higher self believes that you needed right now at this moment, at this time. and then pay attention to the number that was really significant as that elevator was going up.
I'll have to look that up.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And so there you go, you guys.
Even the color of the door, I think, is important.
Very, very significant.
Yep.
Very significant.
Huh.
So you write that down. And so now just remember, you guys, you can go in and do this any single time. And this is not a meditation that I specifically
Is a very good meditation to do before you're falling asleep, I think.
It is. It's very good.
It's very relaxing.
Anybody can do it. And the elevator just represents you going deeper and deeper and deeper. And then when you're going down, you're getting more grounded. So it's very easy to do. Anybody can do it. Well, look, people who say they cannot meditate, you just went into a meditation.
Yeah.
And look how simple that was. And it
all it
is
a visualization. You can visualize it any which way you want. So.
Yes, yes.
Wow. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. I still feel like I'm out of my body, though, so I have to ground.
Put your hands on your knees, and that can help you bring you back in.
Yeah.
You can have some take turns putting them on your
knees. I saw myself going back in. But
yep. And then put your hand on your top of your head, too, and say, in your mind, just saying, it's safe for me to be here. It's safe for me to be here. I can deal with this. All is well. At this moment, I'm safe and protected. I feel you and see you coming in right now,
yeah.
So you're fine.
Yeah, because it's much better to be out there.
Yeah, it's much easier.
Yeah.
Hence, people, I've been ungrounded my whole life. It's always been better being out there. Being grounded is something new for me.
Yeah.
I'm half in, half out.
Well, yeah, because I prefer to be running around in that etheric space.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather be out there because you don't have to deal with all the crap.
I know, but we came here to have that human experience.
Have to be human.
But look how easy it is to get, so people are going, I don't feel guided. Look how easy that was, and you can get a simple little message. I just did that with somebody the other day, and they're going, and they've never meditated before. They're not quite sure what the spirituality is. And she goes, oh, my God, that was so easy. And I go, so do you want to share your message? And she said this. And just moments before I said, you need to be in the present moment, and it had to do with that. And she goes, Beth, that means I'm supposed to be in the present. I go, and there's your higher self.
Right.
Just validating what was said to you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you saw it yourself. She goes, I even saw it. So somebody who was going, I'm not quite sure what I think about this stuff, just went, what?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. It's something that, you know, if you're having a tough time, if you just take the 5-10 minutes to do it, it really calms you down. And then if you remember, if you really look at your message, that message will keep perpetuating in your mind,
mm-hmm.
and then that helps shift you too as well.
Mm-hmm. You know.
My words are going to be slurry because I'm. I'm a little bit. I'm out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want to share anything of your experience?
I can certainly tell you what I saw. I don't have a problem doing that. So
you don't have to, but I'm going if you want
to.
No,
because it'll be interesting then we can interpret it so that other people can kind of figure out
how
to interpret. So the floor that I stopped on was 99.
Interesting.
Yep. And the door was gold.
Interesting.
And the two words on my paper, half faith, which was even more interesting.
And haven't I been saying that to you since I've been here?
Yep.
It's a test of, you know, continuously having the faith. And 99, there's a meaning for 99, but also I'm hearing it's not just that. It's 9 plus 9. If you do numerology, it's 18.
Which is
if
9.
You do 1 plus 8, that's 9, and that's completion.
Yep.
So you're going through a completion. So.
And I'm going to grab my angel number book, and we can read what that means so that you can see how it all ties in together. And, you know, goes with my message. So let's see what 99
is. And then
is.
The goal is a high vibration. I mean, that's what you're wanting, a golden opportunity.
Yeah. 99, the spirit world has an urgent message for you. Get to work on your divine life purpose now. Ask the spirit world to help you with motivation, clarity, direction, and anything else you need.
There you go.
Well, spirit world, I've been asking you since 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Which is the same high vibration. I am so grateful for the experience I just had.
Yeah. So I get it. And I also know that I had Archangel Michael was with me yesterday too, because he did help me stay safe. And I did call on him while I was drifting away on the highway. So, yeah, I know they're there with me, but you do get tested.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't understand why you're in this situation and what it all means.
Yeah.
But I know they're there with me. I just, you know, you have your moment where you question everything, and then you get a message like this, and it's like, okay, I know you're there.
You know, and a lot of it, you could look at it as, you know, a car represents your power. And then look at it, what was it, the fuel injected part of it?
Fuel pump.
The fuel pump. So look at how have you been feeling. Have you been feeling fueled? Like, is your soul being fueled, the nourishment that it's needing? Because it's the soul, you know, and our higher self that's driving this boat. We're just the human, the vessel of it. So it's like, have you been feeding? A lot of us, including me, forget to feed our soul. And that a lot of that, it's, you know, it's the thoughts, but it's also like energies. Because our bodies out there, they respond to energy.
Okay, so let's talk about that. How do you feed your soul?
Well, you go in there, and I have to, but you know when you feel depleted, going, oh, my God, I feel like my life force is empty? You go in there, and it's because your soul is going, my God, you're not feeding me.
Mm-hmm.
Just doing all this work, changing your positive thoughts is good because it does affect all of our etheric and our spiritual and energetic bodies and spaces, but it's not enough. Color is a big deal out there. Tones is a big deal out there. So you can fill it up with, you know, the highest level of the fifth dimension and higher, you know, colors, frequencies, and vibrancies. My soul, I'll ask, what do you need to be filled up? Do you want the same thing as what I need here on Earth? Do you need that plus other things? And it might be your soul's going, feed me some emerald green. So you download it. But why?
But I've been downloading emerald green for the past, let's see, since Monday. Because
now,
I feel my body needs to heal.
Now let's do this. Let's do a little thing here. Let's do some rose gold. Go in there right now and just give your soul permission to sit here and take in some of that high vibrational rose gold that's from the highest level of the fifth dimension right now. Fill her up as much as she needs because I see she's on empty. I see the letter E. She's on empty. That's how she was getting your attention with your car.
Hmm.
Seriously. And she's filling her up. But she needs that. But she also wants you to be aware of that you need to, you're going to be looking at things differently. All it is get your attention. So you're going to start looking at things now even from a higher level, a higher perspective now.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is very symbolic. It's not personal. It's symbolic. She's been trying to get your attention through dreams.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not sleeping, so, you know, and if you get distracted through other things or if you're not used to paying attention to it, I pay attention to every single thing.
Mm-hmm.
Signs are everywhere for me. So you'll be getting there as other people will as you start waking up more to it. Remember, I've had a lifetime of doing this
already.
I have 48 years of doing it. So that's nothing out of the ordinary for me. So she's been talking to you. So now she wants some of that rose gold.
Mm-hmm.
Fill her up. And I just see her and feel she's like this helium balloon that was deflated, and now she's rising up, and she's being filled with this. And that's some spiritual nourishment, spiritual food out there. The food that we physically eat is for our physical bodies.
Mm-hmm.
But our soul and our energetic body and spaces is completely different. It's not just words. It's tones.
Mm-hmm.
Like drumming speaks to my soul.
Mm-hmm.
Music for many people speaks to their soul.
Mm-hmm.
So there's many different ways our soul wants to be fed.
Mm-hmm.
So your soul is lacking some of those colors.
Hmm. Interesting. So now
well,
I have
she's feeling better. She's feeling happier. I see her smiling.
I have to identify what it is that maybe I've been off on the music for a while. So
you would be amazed. You would be amazed how what music does for our soul. It brings stuff to fruition. It helps with activating some programs within us because sound is huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge.
Hmm.
You know, it's not just the tone of our voice, but why do you think we're able to sing?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think we're able to dance?
Right.
You know, it's different rhythms that our body and everything, energetic bodies respond to. So it's needing to feed ourselves that way.
Hmm. Interesting.
And then, like, okay, let's go in here. You have a rib that's not feeling good. Go in there and ask your rib right now, what color does it need? What does it need there to make it feel better and to fill it up?
It's asking for green. That's what I've been filling it up with since
okay, now
Monday.
You're going to go in and you're going to ask differently. You're going to specifically ask for the emerald green, and it's going to come from the highest level of the fifth dimension because there's different levels. the fifth dimension and higher. You, now you're going to be finding out you're going to have to be a lot more specific in your words of what you ask for.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be impeccability. So you're going to ask from the highest level of the fifth dimension and higher. And your rib is wanting and higher. So that means sixth and higher level. So now just see it coming in there. And it's this one rib that wants that special attention.
Mm-hmm.
So you're filling up. And she's taking it in. And then you give her permission to integrate that. Because it's a new energy she's never experienced, but she's ready to go there and to experience it.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's breathing with ease, breathing with grace. Because part of that is connected, believe it or not, on the left side, over on your right side of the back part of your the lower end of your sacral,
mm-hmm.
and the top part of your root chakra, which has to do with stability and grounding and, you know, your financial freedom. See how they're all connected,
yep.
the parts of the body?
Yep.
Can you feel it?
Yep.
See how it's connected?
Yep.
So it was to get your attention. That's what it was all about, to get your attention that all is well. So you just let it go. And now, so there's a cord and attachment there, so you want to fill that up with that highest level of the fifth dimensional, emerald green, and higher. And you're just going to fill it up. And as you feel that, you're seeing that cord disintegrate. It's going away. So it doesn't have that pull on the rib. Because it's healing that, because you're bringing some trust in there now.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see that and feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting very warm.
Yeah. So do you see how easy it is that we can shift that fast?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That is amazing. It is amazing. I'll be a new person by 1 o'clock.
I told you. By the end of the day, baloney. It'll be by the time we're done with this. You already are. You're going to get out of that experience because that's all it was the experience. Because all it is associated with money. It doesn't matter.
Right.
But now you're filled up. You're going to find a way. It's taking
care
of. Oh,
my rib is like on fire. I mean, it's really
hot. Because it's healing. That means it's healing because it's hot. So it's healing now. It's been talking to me for some time. I was just waiting to see if you'd figure it out. So I guess not. But now you're taking it in. You're taking it in.
Yep.
But you had to have last night's experience happen so it could get to this point. So now you could hear what is being said.
Mm-hmm.
See how it all works out?
Yep.
And it was nothing personal. It was just the way they were trying to get your attention. There was other subtle ways. Other subtle ways. As the universe does. They have to sit here and really do a lot to get me, too.
Well, yeah. You just want to laugh and say...
You have to.
Could you just put it in a less painful way?
You can ask that it's free of pain and suffering.
Yeah.
Free of pain and suffering. Free of pain and suffering. You don't have to take that on. So for those of you who are tuning into this and listening to it, I guarantee... You're needing to hear it at this moment, at this time. It's not just for Marie.
Yeah, maybe you're healing something right now while you're sitting here and listening.
Exactly.
And that's what we needed. Today was a day of healing. It wasn't a day of answering questions.
Mm-hmm.
It was a day for healing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody listening needs the healing.
Needs the healing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's fine for me. I'm okay with having a break on that.
Mm-hmm.
I get that when I go into the daycares. I get a lot of questions. So having a day off...
Yeah,
Miss Beth is fine with that.
Yeah.
Miss Beth is fine with that, but I also appreciate golf, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing how... I mean, I'm literally burning on the inside of my... Right where that rib is.
That's a sign that it's healing.
Which is good. I'm hoping by
it's
tomorrow...
It's a good one. It's not
good
burning,
one.
Hurt, burn.
No, it's just... You can feel the energy. No. Yeah.
That means it's ready to release.
Meaning warm, so...
Yeah, so that's good.
So... And I can just ask that anything else that needs to be released needs to come out in dream form tonight. I really want a good night's sleep. And I really want to have any messages come through. You know.
And then all you have to ask is if there's anything I need to remain or that I need to remember is that I remember it when I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's in modern day English.
Yeah.
In my conscious state of mind. they'll remember. They're going, you remember, but we have to be so specific. It's, okay, I need it in modern-day English in my conscious state of mind, so in the awake state.
Yeah, because I get flashes of things. You know, through the day, you're getting flashes, and you know you had that in dream state,
yes.
But it's not fully there. But you know that there was something that was important,
mm-hmm.
but you just can't remember.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
So, yeah, that's how I've been feeling the last, probably since Monday. So, that's a long 5 days of trying to get my attention.
And it's just because they love you so much, Marie.
Yes.
Just because they love you so much. And they're getting creative. Mine have to get really creative so I don't get bored. I'm going, we don't have to get too creative.
Yes.
We don't have to get too
do it in a
creative.
Gentle manner, please.
In a gentle way.
Well, and I know, you know, I mean, there are times, you know, because I'm on the road a lot. I do drive a lot. And I use my time when I'm driving. I think about things and use my time for manifesting. And it's interesting because lately I can say, okay, if you can hear me, this is what I want. I want to see a sign right now. And literally a car will go by and they'll be triple numbers. You know, a 444 or a 333. And it's like, awesome. Thank you. You are acknowledging me and you are actually, you know, giving me a sign when I ask for it. So that's great.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, so we got a couple callers. So let's go ahead and take them. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry. I'm calling from Iowa. And I was listening to you guys, and it's funny what you're saying about the dream, waking up in the morning and feeling totally exhausted and feeling like you did something in your sleep, went someplace, but you can't remember it, because me and my sister were just discussing that this morning, how we both feel like we've done or worked in our sleep or something was downloaded, but neither one of us can even grasp what it was.
Oh, yes, yes. The information and patterns that you're needing at this time, you know. So do we really need to know the specifics? Do you want to know the specifics? Is that what you're asking?
Well, I guess I just, it's been going on now for the last week. Like I agree with you guys. I'm totally exhausted during the day. And
yeah.
It just feels like you want to sleep, and every part of your body feels like it's 100 pounds to move. And then when you go to lay down at night, then, yeah, you're laying there, and it's like,
yep.
You can't sleep, or I've been waking up a lot in the night, which I haven't done in a while, and waking up all sweaty, and then I've had the ear ringing, and then over the weekend, it was real, like, almost vertigo, like, I felt so, like, dizzy at times.
Me too. In fact, Tuesday of
my
meeting, I had to actually leave the room because I thought, and I had to clear myself and bubble myself, I didn't know what was happening, going... And I walked in and looked at everybody and I said, keep your crap to yourself, you know, because you don't know if you know something's hitting you or what's coming in. I've been experiencing that for the past week, too.
You know what?
Okay.
Vertical has everything to do with when they're releasing old belief systems, because it's playing with your head, the hemispheres, and it also has to do with balance. So it's all the imbalances that are leaving in your bodies. So that's what vertical is, because I've been through that. I've been through that before. But I must be the only person in the world who's sleeping at night. But I wake up exhausted because, man, are they working on me. Holy cow.
Yeah, that's what we were assuming. We said the same thing. We must be being worked on in our sleep or downloads are coming to us.
Yep.
So it's really interesting that I came across your show, because it just validated, okay, this is going on. All over the
place. I could literally lay down on the couch while I'm talking to you and fall asleep at this moment. I'm having a hard time keeping my eyes open.
That's
but
how
I
was
I
all
lay
weekend.
Down, yeah, if I lay down, I know I'm not going to sleep.
Right.
That's how
it
is. It's like that heavy, I just want to sleep, but then you lay down and all of a sudden your eyes are going, ding, I'm here, I'm awake.
And here's something else I've noticed, like, throughout my own families and other people, there's a lot of people awakening.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They're starting to get interested, starting to ask questions. Yeah, it really is. It's like, wow, it's really moving.
It's fabulous. Fabulous.
Yeah, because I even noticed, too, you know, sometimes the comments that come out of people's mouths, I look at them and go, oh, isn't that interesting that you said that, you know? Because they're trying to test the waters, but they don't want to kind of say it fully, you know, but they're testing the waters by making certain comments. And it's like,
mm-hmm.
yep, you're starting to awaken.
Yeah, it is. It's a pretty interesting thing how many people are starting to stir. And I've noticed even more since the beginning of the year because I go to different classes here in our city. We have a healing center that offers different classes and helps you with different things. And even in there, I was really shocked at the amount of people because, you know, really you think there's only a few of us and you can only talk to certain people and without looking like you're insane. But now I'm finding people are more open and wanting yeah. the information. And once you bring it up, then it's like their light goes off and then they start peeling the onion,
mm-hmm.
you know.
It's
so
fabulous.
Cool.
I get more people going, Beth, you're going to think I'm crazy. And I just start laughing hysterically going, oh, my God, you have no idea. You will never say anything
yeah.
that would shock me. And then they say it, and
yeah.
I'm going, yeah, now do you want to know what that's about? And then I tell them, they're going, oh, my God, if I only would have known this, how long ago? I've kept this to myself forever. And I'm going, I know, isn't it cool? And I said, you'll be amazed the more you talk, how many more people are going to be experiencing that same altruism, going, oh, my God, I'm not the only one
right.
out there. I'm not crazy. I'm going, no, we live
right.
in a really
and
cool
that's just
world.
It. With your show today, it's like people who may be experiencing these feelings and sensations and the ringing in the ear, you know, our first instinct is something's wrong with us physically. We need to go to the doctor.
No.
And the more you learn about this, and it's more, you say, okay, well, that's just an, you know,
it's a
growth.
Symptom. Yep.
And
it's an ascension,
yeah,
it's an ascension it, symptom. That's all it is.
Right. Right. But nice
okay.
show. I've been looking for one to see today. I was kind of like, gosh, I wonder what if there's energies. And so I was looking for shows, and I thought, well, this one may be informative. And you guys hit everything right on the head that I've been feeling. So thank you for the validation.
You're
welcome.
Thank you for calling
yeah.
in.
Thanks,
thank
you.
Sherry.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend.
Yep.
Yep.
Namaste.
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 Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's put another caller on the line. As soon as this thing... There we go. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
This is Lisa from Boston. How are you ladies doing?
Doing Lisa
well, Boston.
From Boston, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Very good, very good. Do you have a question
yes.
or a comment?
Yes, I was just listening to... your previous caller in regards to the ringing of the ears.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, oh, my God, I can actually, there's no ringing today, but I would probably say for the last 2 weeks, oh, my gosh, it was horrible, the ringing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what in the world? I'm like, okay, if you're going to download, could you just turn it down a little bit? I mean, it's loud. I mean, just horrible to the point where
oh.
it's like I can't sleep.
Yes.
I mean,
it's not uncommon for your senses to be heightened, just so you know, Lisa.
Yes.
Especially for because you're a little more advanced than some people.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
your senses are you'll be experiencing more hypersensitivity.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes. And with
and
the tiredness at night?
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
at night? I know mm-hmm. that I travel at night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I don't do it all the time. It's just certain times I travel. I go and I heal and I, you know, I talk to my guides and I, you know, just kind of like visit and make sure that everybody's okay. And,
yeah.
you know, there are times I wake up, I'm just totally exhausted, but I'm learning how to ground myself a lot better because the exhaustion is just unbelievable.
Yes. And take naps when you need them. Don't
yes.
ignore naps, you know. And
yes.
you'd be amazed. It might be a 15, 20-minute cat nap, and you'll be revitalized.
Absolutely.
But if you need to fall asleep into a zone for 3 hours, be okay
yes.
with that because you're going to need
that
for this month. You'll need that for
yes.
this month.
And I do this. Like, my head will hit the pillow. I am out. But then I'll get up. But then in the middle of the night, I can't sleep because
yep.
I've already slept. I've already had my sleep for the day. So, you know, in like 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm like wide awake watching TV. And then, again, I'll get that sleepiness and it would just go to sleep and then I'm waking up refreshed.
Mm-hmm. Good.
But yes, but I do, I know, I'm very conscious of the fact that I travel at night, but
yeah.
it's not all the time. It's not all
exactly.
the time. And the hypersensitivity,
exactly.
yes. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I can just
yep.
pick up, you know, I'm like, you know, just emotionally.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm learning. I'm really learning there's certain things that I don't want to pick up.
Exactly.
And I'm getting a message, too, that they're saying the people who are more a little bit more advanced, mm-hmm. we're finishing out the year, so mm-hmm. they want to get everybody kind of done. They want everybody to be done with their stuff by December 31st.
Yes. Yes.
Because the 2014 is going to be a big turning year for everybody. So
oh,
yes. we're going to... They're kind of like, how do I say it? It's almost like they're taking all of us and hurtling us down this tunnel really
mm-hmm.
fast so we can get rid
yes.
of everything on the way down, and we're just going,
yes.
you know, and
yes.
and just so that we can be done with it. So that's what
true.
I just got downloaded. So
That's very true, because I notice even emotionally, I just feel a lot lighter, and I feel like I've
oh,
dumped
cool.
a lot of stuff. A lot
mm-hmm.
of stuff I've dumped. And just
good
feel
for
a
you.
Lot.
Yeah,
I feel a lot lighter, and I'm actually looking forward to 2014.
Yes, as we all are.
Nobody
yes,
knows
exactly.
more than I am. It's like, come on.
Yeah, I'm like, hurry
come
up,
on.
Come on. I keep looking at the calendar. I'm like, it's just the 6th?
Yeah, but you know what, too? I mean, I think everybody be conscious about. I know everybody wants to get to 2014, but be conscious about finishing what you need to finish
yep.
and be done with
absolutely.
It. And make that conscious effort.
Yes.
So that you can say, okay, I'm leaving it in the past in this
yes.
year, and I'm now moving forward.
And plus you
absolutely.
Want to stay in the present moment. You want to enjoy each moment, as they're saying.
Yes.
You know, you're here
yes.
for a reason, and it will get better. It will get
absolutely.
Better no matter what it looks like or feels like.
Absolutely. Because I actually feel stronger. I feel stronger in myself.
Yes. Yeah.
I feel like I, you know, that I actually stand in my power, and this is something that I've been working on for such a long time,
I
and
hear
I feel
you.
Like, yeah, I'm actually getting this. I'm actually learning how to let go and let God, and just let the, you know, and just be still, you know. So
yeah.
it's the ride has been a little bumpy, but when I've let go, it's a lot smoother. And I, like I said, I'm just excited about really what's coming forward.
Now, Lisa,
really
are you giving yourself credit and saying, God, you've done a phenomenal job?
That's
you've
what
come
I have
a long
to
way,
do.
Baby.
That's what I have to do.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
And I forget that. I forget that, yeah, you know, I needed to be a willing participant, which I am,
mm-hmm.
but I don't,
mm-hmm.
you know, pat myself on the back and say, girl, you did it. And I
you need
to
do
that.
That. You need to, seriously, because I'm getting that message, you need to do it. You need to look in the mirror, and you need to literally pat your back and say, I am so proud
yes.
of you. You have come
yes.
a long way, baby. I have to do that to myself.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I keep forgetting that. And thank you for reminding
me. Your soul
wants
that recognition, and your human part wants that recognition. And then you want to say your birth
true.
Name, saying, you have come a long way. Look at
yes.
you. Look where you came from and where you're at. I
that's
am
true.
A bright light. You have to be able to do that and recognize that. And do it
that's
as you're
true.
Looking in your eyes in the mirror.
Yes.
And that will even shift you to another level.
That's very true. That's
mm-hmm.
very true. Because I even noticed that even people look at me differently now.
Yes.
Than how they looked
how
at me 5 years ago.
How did your interview go yesterday? Didn't you have an interview yesterday?
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
Oh! Oh, you remember me.
Yes.
Oh.
That's why I say, Lisa from Boston.
No, but they're asking me the question, how did your interview go? So that's why I'm asking you.
Oh,
and it kept
okay.
coming on really strong. Yeah.
True. Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Actually,
we recognize your voice.
Yes. Oh, my God. You guys are great. You guys are good. I know. I saw your pictures on the blog talk.
Oh, yeah.
Paige, you guys are adorable. Yeah. Just adorable. I'm like, they're so adorable. They're so beautiful.
Thank you.
Such beautiful women. I decided that I wasn't going to head in that direction.
Okay.
And that I needed to wait. I am working part time. I'm working across the street, and that's enough for right now.
Good.
It's good for me right now, but It wasn't the direction that I needed to go in. I think because it was a law firm,
okay.
I need to stop moving towards the fact that it was a law firm,
mm-hmm.
and move in the direction that is best for me. And I just believe that the job for me, it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I just didn't feel that it was it.
No, but that's good because that's part of your understanding who you are now.
Yes, you're yep. absolutely right. Yes,
and if you were who you were 2 years ago, you would have mm-hmm. just taken it.
Oh, you know I would have.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have
yep.
bitched and moaned and groaned about it.
Yeah.
yep. You know me.
Yes, yes, yes.
I take something little and just keep picking at it until it.
Oh,
yeah.
Good
for you
for knowing
what you no longer want in your life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good for you, Lisa.
Yeah, yeah, because I'm going back to the same thing, and it's and
exactly.
you know, I can't continue to do that.
There you go.
I really okay. can't. You know, and I feel good about what I have now, even though it's just a couple of hours a week. It still just gives me time to kind of breathe and say, okay, now that you've got now you're bringing in some money that's going to help you
yep.
to move to the next level. At least
exactly.
you're getting into the flow of abundance. Now, where is it that you want to go and what is it that you want to do?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You get
Instead
it,
of
Lisa.
Have,
you get it.
Yeah. Instead of having that feeling of, oh, my God, I got to do this, I got to do that, and I just can't get back into that flow again. I can't.
Yep.
I can't.
I hear you.
Well, thank you
know.
For calling in, Lisa.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for remembering me.
You're welcome. Yeah. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
You as well.
Bye.
Many blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, we got our last caller here. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello? Hey, are you on mute?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah. We'll just put you back on hold. That was our 11111.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thumbs up in my eye. Thumbs up in my eye.
So, well, good. You know, I'm glad. Obviously, we were meant to put out the message today because other people needed to hear it, and I'm glad.
Marie got her validation.
I got my validation. Spirit got its message out because obviously this is what needed to be done and people needed to hear it and other people needed to get their validation. So thank you, Spirit.
Yeah,
for,
thank
you. Know, we never know how these shows go.
Yes.
And they always come out the way they're meant to be. So I'm putting the gratitude out there.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so join us on Sunday. We are talking about goddesses who are going to help you put your stuff into action. So
that's
who you can
right.
call, and we'll be talking about different
goddesses
from different backgrounds.
My
and,
ladies.
The ladies.
The ladies.
And I'll tell you that Durga actually came in, and she wanted to be first and forefront. So she really wants, you know, her message of strength to be out there. So we will catch you Sunday at 10 a.m. Have a good weekend.
Yes, blessing.
Love and light to you all.
Bye.
Bye-bye.